Joseph Biden is presumptive Democratic nominee Barack Obama's choice for running mate. He's highly regarded by many lawmakers from both parties for his first-hand foreign policy knowledge and experience. Ted Kaufman is a charter member of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees Voice of America and other U.S. international broadcasting agencies. He's a close friend of Joseph Biden and was his chief of staff in the Senate for 19 years. Kaufman told VOA that Biden brings decades of foreign policy expertise to the table, but that is not all.
The biggest thing he brings to the ticket is he's qualified to be president of the United States. Everybody, when they talk about potential vice presidential candidates, they put them in different categories. Here's one that can help the ticket by delivering a state, or here's one that can help the ticket by delivering an interest group. But they always talk about Joe Biden. He's the one who, if something happens to Barack Obama, needs to be qualified. And I think that what it says about Barack Obama is he's not in this thing to win this. He's in this to make America a better place and a better place in the world.
Some analysts say the vice presidential candidate needs to take on the role of attack dog to relentlessly go after the opponent from the other party. Larry Sabato is a political analyst and director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He says the tone of this convention so far has been too warm and fuzzy, and that Democrats need to use their 4 days in the spotlight to attack the presumptive Republican nominee, John McCain, and to tie him to President Bush.
Biden should and probably will go after John McCain and the Republicans hard. The convention delegates are expecting some red meat, and they've gotten very little. So he may, in a sense, help to rescue the convention if he does a good job. If he does not, and it's a mild-mannered presentation, I think the delegates will leave very disappointed.
Also in the spotlight will be former President Bill Clinton, the husband of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, who lost in a long, tough race to Obama. Sabato says Bill Clinton has made clear he has not liked the way he believes the Obama campaign has treated his wife.
Everyone's going to be measuring every word that Clinton says, because it's very well known that he has been unhappy with Obama. Some have said that he's been pouting. He and his people have certainly been leaking quite a number of critical comments from Clinton about Obama. So his words will be weighed carefully, and he will come through. He knows he's under the microscope. He will be very enthusiastic while the cameras are on.
Senator Hillary Clinton issued an emphatic call for unity in the Democratic Party Tuesday night and gave her disappointed supporters their marching orders to get behind Barack Obama.
And whether you voted for me or you voted for Barack, the time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose. The same team, and none of us can afford to sit on the sidelines.
The former First Lady also hit John McCain, saying voters cannot let him take the White House and, in her words, squander the promise of our country. Next week, it will be the Republicans' turn to go after Democrats at their national convention in Minnesota. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Denver.